Hello, today I want to talk about enterprise SEO services and how enterprise justify SEO cost. I often find myself visiting with everything from small emerging SEO clients to mid-market SEO clients and large enterprise SEO clients. A commonality that I find is each of them have a hard time justifying the initial cost of SEO services. In each instance, there's a clear understanding that they need SEO. After all, it is what makes them visible to more people searching to buy what they sell. Let's not get silly and start questioning whether SEO works or not. We all surely know that search engine optimization provides an excellent return on investment when it is done just right. If you don't know this already, there are squillion solid case studies to back it up. If you're reading this or listening to this, you know very well that it works. I wrote this article and SEO'd it for you, and now you're here to read it or listen to it, so let's not be coy. You want more people to see your brand and your value proposition, and this is something that enterprise search engine optimizers do well. The challenge lies in how to justify the stroke of the pen that puts your money into my bank account. So let's look at that and consider how everything from the enterprise SEO service level all the way down to the let's fail fast and just get it over with marketing budget is justified. So what is enterprise SEO? Let's just look at the term enterprise SEO first. What does it really mean? Somehow the word enterprise has been used to define an elite level of businesses that spend a lot of money on marketing and have thousands of employees and huge skyscrapers. Let's put that definition of enterprise to bed right now and start looking at this a bit differently. I like the definition provided by Princeton University, which states as follows. Enterprise, a purposeful or industrious undertaking, especially one that requires effort or boldness. Using this definition, it seems a bit more obvious how we can categorize SEO and create a description of enterprise SEO as opposed to other SEO, call it hobby SEO or maybe wasteful SEO. This is because, as the definition describes, it is a purposeful or industrious undertaking, which means that which often is not the case at all with SEO. And, you know, I often witness huge errors when the initial cost of SEO overrides the value of good SEO. I mean, let's consider this. If you're shopping around for search engine optimization services, are you likely to look for the SEO with the highest cost or the one with the lowest cost? Now, if you don't recognize this as an absurd question, you should. If low cost is the biggest deciding factor, you have it all wrong. Instead, I want you to imagine seeking the search engine optimizer with a better strategy and a bid that you can justify to yourself, your company board members, your wife, or whomever you answer to. Tragically, the initial cost of SEO is a big factor for a lot of people, while the effort or boldness part of the enterprise definition is devalued due to fear of loss overriding any expectation of gain, even when it's backed up with substantiated logic. I stand behind what I said in an article titled Fear Affects Success in Marketing More Than Logic, because I know from experience that it is true. A common view of enterprise SEO. Now let's consider a common view of enterprise SEO. It is easy to imagine a team of bright, creative marketers gathered in a meeting room providing consultation to the big company's internal SEO staff. They craft plans based on a lot of facts and figures. They meet repeatedly to define objectives. They strategize at great length, and they carve out a huge piece of that marketing budget justified with real-world estimates based on solidly known variables. Enterprise SEO kind of starts to look costly, but the risks also start to look smaller with all that valuable data. Most people would probably agree that search engine optimization would be a whole lot easier to justify in this scenario of the enterprise-level SEO campaign. After all, it's no longer a unicorn hunting expedition or an elf chase. It's a real-world internet marketing campaign. Large enterprises like Amazon.com, Intel, Pepsi, and eBay would not spend all that time, effort, and money if it didn't improve their bottom line. A big question is how to bridge the huge gap between your efforts and enterprise-level SEO efforts responsibly and without waste. So let's bridge the unicorn hunting SEO and enterprise SEO. Big difference between the large-scale enterprise SEO campaign and a lower-level effort is how far it is pushed to the point of diminishing return. Let's look at the bell curve and consider enterprise SEO as the top of the curve or a little beyond, and cautious SEO at the very bottom of the curve. In any market and in any medium, there's a point of optimum value to the company. While many smaller or fearful companies are out to test the water with their SEO campaign, the bold and purposeful enterprise is pushing forward as closely to the point of diminishing return as possible with their SEO, and often just a little beyond it. In the process of either instance, much efficiency is lost along the way. The reality is that either level of SEO includes largely the same processes, while one is a matter of taking it to a higher enterprise level. At the enterprise level, the data samples get larger, the depth of market research is greater, the manpower is increased, and the action steps are more defined. But it requires the same overall steps and makes use of the same or similar skills and tools. When realizing this, it starts to make sense that there's a level of effort that is too low as well. Makes sense, right? So too minimal effort with SEO is the most common problem I find with companies. When they barely reach the edge of the bell curve, it is easy to give up and too early and assume that it was all a waste of time and money. This is because it was not performed with the effort or boldness within that definition of enterprise. I see it more often than not that SEO proposals are dreadfully flawed on the side of what appears to be caution. It seems so much easier to ask for a smaller dollar amount and present a low cost and therefore low results plan. The same problem is seen by companies going to a bank for a loan and seeking too small amount of money. Seen this a lot of times. They're often turned down because their plan is flawed by seeking too small of an investment. If you doubt this, just ask any Small Business Administration financial assistance person or commercial loan officer. Businesses trying to work with too small of dollar amounts are often doomed to fail, and all because they equate less money with less risk. In the real world, this just isn't the case at all. Thinking too small is a common precursor to failure. You can take my word for it, you can take a banker's word for it, but you could also save yourself the trouble of going down that ugly path of failure and believe the facts that we know about trying too small. Just don't ever say I didn't warn you. Enterprise SEO means less risk. Companies of all sizes are more fearful than ever to implement effective marketing, including SEO, because it requires money. Scarce, elusive, and coveted money. So what often happens is the SEO companies, realizing their market, will give in and offer what companies say they want, whether it's the right answer for the client or not. In these instances, the SEO will address the client's fears and misunderstanding about the business of search engine optimization and capitalize on those fears by assuring them that even a minimal effort will do a lot of help. The problem here is that the minimized efforts often don't even begin to climb up the bell curve of successful market reach and leave the client disappointed by a lack of results. It's hard to call it an outright scam when it's what the client asks for, but it's hard to view it as ethical when it's not providing the best solution for the client. Thinking bigger, like the enterprise in the huge skyscraper, is a good start. After all, every enterprise SEO client started somewhere, and they didn't grow by thinking small. So I hope you'll think a little bit bigger today and start realizing, that oftentimes just, in order to justify it, it means sometimes you have to go a little further out of your comfort zone than you think. But it really starts to make sense if you do the numbers and you look at the facts. Feel free to reach me anytime, 866-A-WEB-GUY. I welcome your comments here on the blog, and I hope to hear from you soon. Have a great day.